We've just had a visit from the most engaging list maker in Cork. She has stuck her head around the corner. She is the owner of Fusion PR with her husband. And she stuck up a list, which was a list I'll crudely summarise as the tricks or techniques that women use to attract men. And she actually put up a complete list of all the things that she had used herself to get herself a husband, right? And it is a fabulous list, right? It's any of you who know the book called The Rules, it kind of would be that type of thing. But it's a whole load of advice. She put that up, and Greg passed comment on it via Twitter. And I think there's also a list waiting to be put up, which is what men do to attract women. So I'm not sure, those of you who know Cork really well, I mean, we have one person here from... Where were you born, Roger, overall?
Epsom.
Pardon?
Epsom in England.
In Epsom in England, right. Shirley, where were you born?
London.
London. I thought you were Donegal.
I am, but I moved there as a child.
Yeah, but she's really Donegal.
I am really Donegal.
She's really Donegal, right?
I am plastic padding.
Dermot, where are you from?
I was, as they say down here, born in the Bons.
You're born in the Bons?
Born in the Bons.
Thank goodness. Will you please speak some Cork? We do need a bit of local integrity.
Can
you
give us a bit of Cork corner?
Greg, we're just saying.
When I first heard it,
Bons.
It's like the Bons.
The Bons.
The Bons.
The Bons.
That's a hospital.
That's the Bons Secure Private Hospital.
Yeah. Will you give us a bit of Cork accent, please?
Just well,
yeah. If my don't talk about those things. If a ham sandwich. If I'm on to the people at work, my wife knows within 10 seconds because I instantly, my accent goes flat and it goes real Cork-like and I'd be talking like this to him, you know? And you'd be saying, all right, how are you getting on? Like, you know, are you going out there tomorrow morning? Yeah, that's grand. No problem. Bye. And everything's bye. And that's just, you flatten it down and you go sing-song and away you go and you introduce as much Corkonian speak, Cork slang, whatever you want to call it, as you want.
Greg Canty, where were you born?
Oh, Cork.
You're Cork too?
Oh, yeah.
Give us a bit of Cork.
Well.
Speak no, broad Cork now, Greg.
Cork.
We have broad Cork.
Posher Cork.
Are you Montanotti Cork?
No, Bishopstown.
Bishopstown?
Yeah,
oh.
That's very fancy.
Oh, right. That was really out in the country.
I actually didn't realise I had a Cork accent. And people said, would you go away out of that? God, am I doing such a bad one? Mm. And I was working with Guinness in Dublin. And the amount of people, oh, your accent is lovely and blah, blah, blah. So after a while, then you get to kind of like, turn on the Cork accent defensive, you know.
Isn't,
you needed to.
Isn't that our first list? If you're going to do two, if a relevant list for Cork is the top 10 Corkisms.
List of Cork
Ooh,
sayings,
there you go.
Right? Okay, that's our first suggestion. Then is list. Dermot, you're leading on that.
Oh dear God.
List of Cork sayings.
I'm carrying a line. I'm outside the city. You know.
Do you know? I actually think there's a book. I think there already is a
many
book.
Books.
Right.
Many books.
So making up a list is a doddle, actually, because you can just go in the library,
exactly.
Take out a book, right? But the thing about it is not hardly anyone is going to read the book, but a load of people might actually get it via the internet, list of Cork stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah. Going down Pana would have to be one of the top ones. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your local... So that kind of leads me to think, you know, your local place has got sayings, right? That make it special and unique, right? I remember my mother-in-law telling me that there's a phrase from a saying from Patrick's Well, right? Oh, here she comes with both arms swinging. You know what? You know that phrase? To come with both arms swinging.
She's no mother.
It means you didn't bring anything,
yeah.
Right? You didn't bring any gift to the house. You didn't bring your bottle of wine. You came with both arms swinging.
Yeah,
right?
We call it hands hanging.
Same right, there'll
yeah.
be this, but
yeah, yeah.
It's that local language, right, which is actually a way of making the place characterful.
Yep.
Okay, that's our first suggestion, folks. That's look, we have to get ourselves together because in a couple of minutes there's going to be a Google Hangout. So, I'll fiddle with that thing there, Roger. Will you take over leading the discussion, right, while I do technical things as best I can?
That'll be the end of the hangout then. right. So here we are. We'll start then, I think, as we've strayed into the area of tourism. Other than the obvious ones, top 10 restaurants, as chosen by people who live in Cork, top 10 attractions. Because the thing is, this strikes me that it's, if you did a top 10 restaurants, isn't it open to misuse by people?
I would think so, and I think it's very, you know, it's very subjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Restaurants are subjective.
Yeah, well, but it'll balance itself out, though, if it's been used.
Well, you have in this lead the ability for people who go on can
pluses
give it
and
pluses and minuses. Yeah. Yeah. So, I suppose in the short term, yes, you could get yourself up there, and your restaurant could. So you just keep going on and keep plussing.
If you go on to any list, that there's the item, mm-hmm. and a thumbs up and a thumbs down. So you literally click it, so it shoves it up on her.
Yeah.
You can click it to shove it down, and then you get to save
it.
Hey guys,
we've been invited, I think, to a hangout.
Oh. Okay.
We've just been invited to a hangout.
Well, we'll
I think.
We'll pause the audio then for a second, shall we?
Well, no. Keep it running.
Here we go.
For a second, let's just see what happens. We're joining this hangout.
I've never been on a hangout before, so this is great.
This is new to me.
Yes.
We attempted.
Now, have you all done your hair?
No.
You better go and sit over there then. Be blocking the.
Well, actually, we better not get our hopes up.
Bring your hair up.
See what this is actually going to be like now. Actually, Roger, I think it might be an idea to pause it, you know, because this could be very boring for people while we boot this up.
So we're pausing, and we will come back to you when the world has joined us.
People. To get their reputation out there into
We've
the wider world.
We've just been joined by a number of people from all over the world, two from Canada. We have Nick Kellett here, and we have Jane Boyd has joined us as well.
The CEO
and we're just going to do a round of introductions. So I'll just let you hear those, and the others have joined us via a Google Plus Hangout.
How you doing, guys? Nice to meet you. Greg is my name, Greg Canty Fusion on Twitter. I might have come across some of you already, I'm not sure. I'm an accountant who turned into a PR person, believe it or not, a marketeer, and we do a lot of work in social media. Paul introduced us to Listly, so we're having lots of fun and games and playing around with it, so well done, Nick, it's a fabulous toy. We're trying to make it work for some of our clients in a clever way, so we're still getting there, you know.
Lovely. And on the next person along is can introduce himself.
My name is Roger Overall. Some of you know me, some of you don't. Roger Overall on Twitter, or you're in that camera. And I'm a new Listly user and somebody who's very, very interested in what Listly could do for community building. So that's my involvement. So it's nice to be speaking to you again.
Shirley?
Thanks, Paul. Hi, everyone. My name is Shirley Gallagher, and my Twitter account is Shirley at Cispro. I'm a scientist by trade, but I've kind of gone into the whole community area and sustainability, and kind of how to progress community building is my area of interest.
Lovely. And Dermot is next.
How are you doing? My name is Dermot Cogan. I've kind of been involved, if you like, in community for a long time, basically because my father was a politician, so therefore I've always had little lists going on in my head of who's connected to who, and where they're from and what they're doing and how they might help each other, how they might help me, how I might help them. So Listly sounds like basically it's modern version of that.
Lovely. And perhaps Nick Kellett, Aaron Becky, you'd introduce yourselves?
Sure, Becky, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll be glad to. My name is Becky McRae. I am from, my actual hamlet is Hopeton, Oklahoma in the USA, and the population here is about 30 people. The nearby big town is the town of Alpha, Oklahoma, where there's a population of just under 5,000. So I'm 2.5 hours away. Probably 3 hours away from a town the size of Cork. So I'm really from a much smaller town, but I think a lot about the kinds of issues that I think that you folks think about as well, which is not being the center of everything. How do you make that work the best for you, and how do you make the most of it? I own a retail liquor store and a very small cattle ranch, and so those are my ties to doing business on my own. here in the U.S., and so I try to share what I have learned with folks through my so-called Small Biz Survival, and then I ended up here. Paul asked me if I wouldn't drop in and share some little things with you folks, although mostly I'm here to cheer and encourage.
But Becky, before you go, you've got to name your book. You have a book out there.
And because I'm the kind of person, this is my first ever book, so I am the person that has my book within arm's reach of me. I cannot help it. It's called Small Town Rules, and it has caused Nick to run away from the camera because he does not want to see it. It's about what we've learned in small towns that's actually applicable in bigger areas as well, and what works for people in all kinds of business. Because the way we do business in small towns is a lot like how everybody has to do business now. We've always dealt with our customers all talking to each other, and now all of you have to do the same thing.
Becky, just Roger
yes.
here, just a quick question then. So is the book about applying small town rules online? Is that it? Or is it about applying small town rules in a larger corporate environment in the bigger world, or is it specifically aimed at social media and online?
It includes social media and online, it includes some large brand applications, and it includes some small business applications. So it includes some of each of those, okay. Because our thought was, it's very surprising how much the wider world really is a lot more like a small town. So while we see that online, we also see it within the confines of bigger businesses and how they have to relate to the public, as well as how all small businesses definitely have to work now if they want to succeed in such intense competition.
Is it available via Amazon?
I'm sorry?
Can we get it via Amazon?
Yes, you can get it through Amazon.
Amazon.
It's an awesome
book.
There it is.
Okay. All right, Nick Kellett, will you tell us something about yourself, please?
Oh, my God. Basically British, if you can't tell from the accent, moved to Canada in 2004. Basically got a background in tech startups. Always been an ideas guy, creating stuff, put around in software. Had my kind of failed software company, had a successful software exit. I published a board game called Gift Trap, that's what I've seen. And I live in what's really, is Kelowna is just not, it's not quite a small town, but it's not a city. My mindset and thinking is very much in the kind of like Silicon Valley, big technology base. So I'm frustrated. I'm trying to educate a city to be a bit more forward thinking. So and I've got very interested in sort of hyper-local. So that was my big small town interest. I even had a failed startup that I don't really talk about in hyper-local and in the hyper-local space. And more recently, I joined Listly as co-founder and just, you know, loving that whole experience. It's definitely keeping me busy. Let's do that. But yeah, awesome to be. Thanks for setting up today's hangout. It's awesome.
Well, what, Jane? Do you need to introduce yourself, Jane Boyd?
I'm Jane Boyd. I'm in Vancouver, and I have had a consulting firm. Worked on my own for many years, and more recently have moved into doing a lot more around social media and building community. I have a new adventure that I've embarked on called 45 Conversations, and that's pretty neat, having a lot of on-air Google Plus Hangouts with quite a lot of people in a very short amount of time, and there's some really cool things going to unfold from that over the next little while. And I'm just thrilled to be able to be part of this and to join you from Vancouver.
Well, before you guys joined us on air, or before we went live on air, we here decided that we would keep this conversation as local as possible, and we would actually talk about, for example, how lists could be used by people in education, how lists could be used by people in PR and marketing in Cork City, how lists could be used on logistics in Cork, how photographers in Cork could use lists, though that sort of thing, you know, how storytellers, local storytellers in Cork could use lists. Really, you know, they're interested in Cork. So they, you know, do you think that it's odd and quirky bits of information about Cork that would be kind of most effective? Is it very, very, very local things about Cork that would be most successful? What do you, the others think?
I like the going back to Becky's idea of the customer to customer speaking to each other, basically. As you were saying, in the small town, that you get people to actually talk to each other people rather than talking to the curators about what they've seen. You know, and if you can get that kind of interaction going, I presume that means then that you can build on that rather than actually you trying to push it, you get them to engage and sort of drag it along with them.
The point there is that when people actually add to the list, they feel like it's their list at that point.
Yeah.
They're the ones that drive it and push it forward because they care about the topic. And they also keep coming back to check to see how their list progresses once they've contributed.
I'm just thinking too of April Ennis, who's actually in Prince Edward Island. And April has done a lot of things. And I know that she's thinking about doing a lot of things with Listly as well. Prince Edward Island is like Canada's smallest province. It's a very, very small island, I guess, by comparison to the rest of the country. But it's very, very small and community oriented. And I know that they've looked at doing a lot of different things that are very, very much about, I mean, a lot of things around families, say, for example. So, you know, where are the great places to go to, you know, play with your children at a park, right? And you know, where are different activities that you can go, different restaurants that you can go to that are family friendly? Or, you know, there's a million different themes. And I know, like, they previously, she had been involved in doing things, and they were using other ways that were not as effective, say, as Listly is. But, you know, things like maybe Facebook or other things that people were sort of trying to source and crowdsource that information collectively. And I know that, I mean, that can have a lot of interaction because, you know, people have a lot of opinions about good places to go, right, to do things, or even for community events or things like that are coming up, community festivals or things like that. And that tended to get quite a lot of interaction because lots of people have thoughts on stuff like that.
Well, I think the point there, Jane, it's a very good one, but especially the local... What was that? I was just thinking, if you...
Sorry, we've got some delay, and so I...
It's all right, Becky, you speak next.
If you would like to be completely deliberate about it, think in terms of the search engine... And in terms of what questions actually get asked. So you go and you get the keyword tool at Google and you find out how many people search for what, which is exactly why best places to visit in was such an incredibly popular list, is because so many people search for exactly that. So if you'd like to, you want to think about it in the positive sense in terms of what are best places and those kind of lists that people will search for, but also the opposite of that, people search on things that seem incredibly negative, but that you would never think about, like, there's nothing to do in Cork. And so you say, there's nothing to do in Cork except, and you list off 20 wonderful things that people can go and do with no preparation or no prior plans in place. So it very much can respond to what you know people are searching for.
Yeah.
That's not in terms of building the engagement using this tool. That's just in terms of serving the market using the tool. It becomes just one more way to attract people through searching to connect with your content.
Okay.
I wonder whether it's possible to get success with lists by being very controversial. For example, if you take here in Cork, having a list of the most awful things Cork people have said in public this week.